From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The commander of U.S. forces in Iraq, Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, acknowledged Tuesday the U.S. military may have played a role in an airstrike in the contested city Mosul, March 17, that killed dozens of civilians. But there are reports the blast could have been caused by an Islamic State bomb. The general said civilians may have been gathered together by the city's IS defenders, so the U.S. could be blamed for their deaths or to use them as human shields.
The coalition respects human life, which is why we will not abandon our partners in their time of need or because of ISIS's inhumane tactics of terrorizing civilians, using human shields, and fighting from protected sites, such as schools, hospitals, religious sites, and civilian neighborhoods.
Townsend said U.S. personnel are inspecting the site to gather further information. U.N. Human Rights Office spokesman Rupert Colville said exposing civilians to possible harm is a tactic used by Islamic State or ISIL.
The High Commissioner is welcoming the announcement by the Iraqi security forces and the international coalition that they are conducting investigations into some of the most serious incidents resulting in loss of civilian lives.
The UN said more than 300 have been killed in Mosul between February 17 and March 23. Villagers in the Democratic Republic of Congo discovered the remains of two UN investigators who disappeared earlier this month while monitoring a sanctions regime in Kasai Central Province. Three bodies, two Caucasian, one Congolese, were found near where the UN investigators were last seen. The remains of the two UN officials are likely those of Michael Sharp of the U.S. and Zeta Catalan of Sweden. The area is at the center of an insurgency. The UN pledged to launch an inquiry with the aim of bringing those responsible to justice. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May will file formal divorce papers Wednesday with the European Union, triggering a two-year process of separation that, according to Monash University European Union analyst Ben Wellings, will usher in a period of uncertainty on the future of the world's fifth biggest economy and that of the EU itself.
The stakes are high in this high-risk gambles. You know, high risks means high dividend. It could all be pulled off by the United Kingdom government with the Conservative Party behind it. But it could also go badly, and Britain could lose its position in terms of its economy. It could lose its position in terms of its global influence.
The invoking of the Lisbon Treaty's Article 50 comes 9 months after British voters elected to leave the EU in a referendum. Meanwhile, the Scottish Parliament voted Tuesday to seek a new independence referendum from Britain over Brexit, although London rejected the second referendum bid. The Islamic State reportedly has launched a counterattack in northern Syria to fend off a U.S.-backed rebel drive on the de facto IS capital of Raqqa. The Kurdish and Arab militia units of the Syrian Democratic Forces are battling over the town of Takba and its strategic dam over the Euphrates River. It seized an airbase nearby on Sunday. Meanwhile, Syrian engineers are trying to open spillways and ease pressure on the dam. The government said U.S. airstrikes have damaged the dam and that it could collapse. President Donald Trump Tuesday declared an end to what he called the war on coal with the signing of another executive order that eliminates restrictions on fossil fuel production imposed by the previous Obama administration.
With today's executive action, I am taking historic steps to lift the restrictions on American energy, to reverse government intrusion, and to cancel job-killing regulations.
Mr. Trump said the order will help ignite a new energy revolution. Environmentalists and some lawmakers denounced the move as ignoring the effects of climate change. French police said they've opened an inquiry after a Chinese man was shot dead by police in his Paris home, triggering riots by members of the Chinese community. The shooting occurred Sunday night, leading China's foreign ministry to call in a French diplomat. It brought dozens of the French-Chinese community onto the streets of Chinatown district of Paris.
We don't know the details for it, but we just know he lost his life. So we just came here and we want to ask to police. We want to know the situation. We want to know the details.
Media reports indicate the killing took place in front of the 56-year-old victim's family after police were called in to investigate a dispute with a neighbor. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani signed bilateral agreements with his Russian counterpart Tuesday during a visit to Moscow. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.